Joining us now, and it's congratulations, Dean Smith. Dean, how are you?
I'm very good, Tom. I bet ours was a better 0-0 than yours.
Let me tell you, me and Broads are sitting here, and we're asking already, how many tickets have you got for Wembley?
Listen, I don't think we'll sell out of our section, but no, it's a great achievement.
No, it's brilliant for you and brilliant for the club. And we were just talking, Broads and I. I've been there with every club in our area, but not Walsall, although Broads and I did the promotion game at the Millennium. Yeah, but so how do you feel at this moment?
Extremely proud, to be honest, because, 127-year history without a Wembley appearance is tough going, and the supporters really deserve it. It'll give the whole area, and I felt the support from the whole of the Midlands, to be honest, who wanted us to get there. And it's brilliant for the owners. Jeff, he's been brilliant with me and very supportive, and all the board of directors and the supporters, the staff, everyone. It'll give everybody a big lift.
We've had all our social media sites have been flooded with Blues, Villa, West Brom fans, Wolves fans, all saying good luck to the Saddlers. I think you're everybody's second club.
We've got our fans here who are very supportive and very loyal, but we've also got a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of Villa, Blues, Wolves, West Brom fans here tonight, yeah. In attendance as well, and hopefully we can keep some of them here rather than going to the Premier League every week.
Now all the palaver's gone. You're in it now. You've got to Wembley. You've got to go and win it, haven't you?
Oh, too right. I went there as a player in the playoffs, led Orient out and got beat. And I'll be reminding the players when it comes around, it's not the place to go and get beat. But it'll be an extremely proud moment for me, to lead the football club out. There's been a great calibre of manager here at this football club. I worked with Chris Nicholls and Ray Graydon, and Tommy Coakley gave me my first chance when they got promoted, and. There's a lot of great calibre of managers, and to be the first to take them to Wembley is fantastic.
It is an extremely proud moment for you, but your players have done it for you as well. They've responded to what you asked tonight.
They have. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I never felt that we wouldn't get to Wembley after the first leg. To bring home a two-goal lead was brilliant, and defensively we were very organised, and I'll be honest, all game I felt comfortable, and it's the best 0-0 of my life.
Unbelievable, and a proud day for you, but also for the family. I mean, the players will get the glory, but for the manager, listen, you're going to get, when you lose, you get it right between the eyes, don't you? So you might as well take some credit when they get through. Broads is with me as well.
Smudger, how are you, son?
I'm very well, Broads, thank
you.
I
hope you're getting club suits so Kelly can get a new suit.
Well, to be fair, the chairman keeps slaughtering me suit, so hopefully he'll chip in for one.
Hey, he might buy around tonight, Kelly. You better have a word. How are you, Smudger?
I'm good, yeah.
I'm hearing rumours your golf's going well as well.
Well, I'm meant to be teeing off at 7:30 in the morning, but it depends how the drinks
go. Well, just go straight in. Just go straight in. It's never been a problem.
You might be right.
Listen, though, it has been an absolutely amazing time for you. And Richard O'Kelly, of course, he'll be taking the credit, I would think, wouldn't he?
There's not many times I've seen him choked up, but he was choked up.
Was he really? Because he is a Walsall man, isn't he?
This football club has given me and Richard O'Kelly the chance to get into professional football. And we owe this football club a lot. And we hope we've repaid a little bit. But Richard's been brilliant for me. He's infectious. He's just a really good football man. And, it's proud that I'll be alongside Richard at Wembley.
Proper man. And I have to say, when you come in the Tommy Coakley era, when I was covering the Saddlers at Fellows Park, you were a different breed. His lot, when I went there in the radio car, the newsroom radio car, him and
was
Ned.
Was that when they drove your car off?
No, him and Ned. Yeah, they did the one time. But the next time, him and Ned and Mark Rees and all them took all the four wheels off. Fred Barber led them.
They were a good bunch. I mean, I was brought up at old school, and it was great. And, I've had good luck messages from Ned, and Mark Rees was in attendance tonight. I got him a couple of tickets, so it's fantastic.
Well, listen, when you see him, right, there was a thing on TV the other day, a programme about the RAC, right, going out. Did you see it? Going out and doing cars, and I'm watching it, and they're doing, this guy goes, "You're all right, so you can drive off." No, it's Rees in the car, he's the driver. It's brilliant. Listen, pal, it's been brilliant. And Broads has not going to notice me, and Broads, when we mentioned tickets, you said They won't set
Ross,
out.
Ross will be on that bandwagon, don't worry, mate. He'll be on that. He can get on a bandwagon.
If there's a Saddler's bandwagon, we're jumping on it, me and Broads. Let me tell you, we'll be at Wembley, that's for sure.
Brilliant.
Listen,
the
pal,
more the merrier.
Well done, mate. Seriously, from us. We know you well.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, pal. You've done brilliant. Well done.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Broads.
See you later, mate. Cheers, pal.
Thanks, man.